Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brand. The throw from Stevenson and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Smith reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. May reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Brand and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Casco now playing third base. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher bunts towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fisher for the out. Stevenson moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fisher. Wynn moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Staub reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Astros. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile is walked intentionally. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-2 in the game. Dierker hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. May reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Casco moves to third. Gentile moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Casco. The slide. Stevenson applies the tag. Casco is out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gentile moves to third. Dave Eilers now pitching. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile scores. It's 4-1, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eilers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Dave Eilers. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Bud Harrelson pinch runs for Roy McMillan. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Carl Willey now pitching. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-3 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Owens now pitching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Dick Selma pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Lewis scores. Selma moves to second. It's 4-3, Astros. Claude Raymond now pitching. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson bunts towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to third for the out. Christopher moves to second. One out. Al Jackson pinch runs for John Stevenson. Gary Kolb pinch hits for Carl Willey. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.